You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
We're now joined in the special Shepparton Show Me truck where we're broadcasting from by Jerry Goonan, Shepparton Maroopna Urban Land Care Group. Good morning. I just can't stop it. Good afternoon, Jerry.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Thanks so much for talking to us today.
Yeah.
Now, you have a special interest in Reedy Swamp. Now, before you start talking about Reedy Swamp, we are talking about rivers today. I must be ignorant. Tell me how does Reedy Swamp relate to the rivers? Is there a connection?
Well, Reedy Swamp originally would have filled up from the river with minor flooding, but it's right beside the river. But now, probably due to river regulation, it doesn't get that much actual water from the river. It gets it from runoff through irrigation channels. So, yeah, now, it's very unusual now. It's probably had water in it for nearly 3 years, but usually it dries out probably every 18 months, which gives the plants and all the bugs a chance to regenerate, but it's full to the brim right now.
Why is that? Just a
fairly wet winter, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it'll dry out gradually over the summer unless we get summer rains. Yeah.
So I don't think, I mean, I'm quite familiar with Reedy Swamp because, believe it or not, I have a young son who is really interested in zombies. And he seems to think Reedy Swamp is a great place for a zombie hunt. We've been out numerous times, including having, you know, a zombie sort of hunt birthday parties out at Reedy Swamp. But explain where it is and what is the significance of it.
That's one of the pities of it all, really, because it's very close to urban Shepparton, and it would only be less than a kilometre from the Boulevard Estate and out near the golf club out that way. So, yeah, so if you follow Rudd Road and go through there, or you go behind William Moore Campus, you'll come on to Reedy Swamp.
But certainly when I go out there, there's no one, really anyone ever out there.
Oh, most weekends you'll find a lot of people out there, and in the mornings and the evenings, a lot of people walk through there. Although it's getting a bit snaky now. I've seen two snakes out there in the last couple of days. So, yeah.
There's obviously groups active out there like yours. I see the bird boxes out there.
Yeah. Oh, well, we have put a lot of bird boxes out there, but unfortunately some have been vandalised. But part of it, the problem right through our bush area here, is that through sawmilling and logging, there's a lot of the older trees have been cut out, so we have to put up bird boxes. But there are quite a lot of older trees out there. And the other issue in the last 18 months has been firewood theft. Mm. And, of course, they're cutting down all the old dry trees, so that's just destroying so many different habitats for gliders and birds and ants and all those sort of things. So they just want the dry wood. They don't want a green tree that's standing up nicely.
Tell me about the work that Shepparton Maroopna Urban Land Care Group does.
Well, in that area, we've mainly been focusing on the understory. We've planted, over 20 years, we've planted a lot of wattles and native species and Murray pine. And if you went through there a month ago, it would have all been a very golden colour with all the wattles. But right through the area, we put up a lot of nesting boxes. We pick up a lot of rubbish. We work with River Canary in the River Connect in the river cleanup, which happens each year. We do the National Cleanup Australia Day in March. And we also do a lot of work with school kids and take them out on environmental days and that sort of thing. But of course, COVID has sort of stopped us doing a lot in the last 18 months. So.
That has been a theme with a lot of the people we've spoken to today, is that importance of that early education.
Yeah, last Sunday we would have normally ran a community day at the Boulevard Bush Reserve, and we get a lot of young families coming to that, and we introduce to the kids to all the different plants and bird species. So unfortunately that had to be called off again. So, but there are people living in along the river and people in that new estate there, the Boulevard Estate, and they're only a drop kick away from the river and they should be getting in there. Part of the problem in Shepparton is the river is deep down with deep banks, and if you drive through Shepparton, you may never know a river was there. Whereas, you know, if you go to some towns like Wagga or Albury, the river sort of is very evident.
Yeah. Let me ask you one question. I went for actually a walk in that region that you're talking about yesterday by the river, and came across those rapids. I don't even know if you'd call them that. Right beside the cemetery, which I had never seen before.
Haven't you?
Oh. No.
Well, that was put in probably 10 or 15 years ago as a way of Well, it's really a fish ladder. So,
is that what it is?
It used to be just a weir, which kept the water level in Shepparton at a certain level. Mm-hmm. But now it's still a weir, but it's a staircase, and little fish can come up and down, and if the water rises up, bigger fish can come up and down.
I see.
But often if you sit there for a while, you'll see a white-faced heron or one of those water birds just pecking and getting little fish.
Off the ladder,
yeah. So it's a good feeding place for them, but it's a really nice sight, isn't it, to see the water coming over the rapids. Yeah.
It is cool. Yeah. So speaking of bird life, I mean, is that the most important role that Reedy Swamp plays?
Oh, well, Reedy Swamp was a big breeding area, so right now you'll have your ducks and the swans breeding. So the beauty of Reedy Swamp is that it's sort of got two aspects to it. It's got the water birds, and then if you move away from the water, you're basically in a forest area, so you've got two sorts of birds. So you might hear butcher birds in the forest, and then you might see ducks and swans out in the water. So you could see anything up to 500 ducks in one group just sitting out there. Then another day you'll go there won't be a duck in sight, you know. But there's a lot of bulrushes and things like that where they can have cover. And then there's also the raptors, you know, they're trying to feed off any animal that might be injured or something. So there's the whistling kites, and there's a pair of sea eagles out there. And there's wedge-tail eagles out there.
Really?
That
would be cool to see.
There are also a pair of peregrine falcons out there.
Wow.
So it's got a big... And then if you come away from the water, you get things like the butcher birds and the honey eaters and all those sort of birds up in the canopy of the tree. So it's if you go out... When you go out there and do a bird walk with birds, Murray Goulburn Bird Group, and... The experts would see 40 birds in an hour, you know.
Are you a twitcher yourself?
I am, but not as... The good twitchers, like Don Roberts, he goes out there and he just listens, whereas I'm using my eyes much more, but he'll say, oh, there's such and such up there. And
what's one of the most exciting birds you've seen out at Reedy Swamp?
Oh, I think the best two, they're both black and white, actually. The butcher birds, they're beautiful. They have a beautiful call. And then when the water drops down and you have mud flats, the banded stilts come. And they're standing up on very thin little legs, walking through the mud and pecking out things out of the mud.
They migrate a long way, don't they?
They do. They come from the tropics right down. Yeah. Mm. Usually maybe in another month or so. Yeah. And then, of course, the other beautiful bird that comes out there in November is the bee eaters, the rainbow bee eaters, and they make their nests in the sandhills. And they also make their nest in the bunkers at the golf club too. So, and then they hatch their babies, and then in about March they fly back to the tropics.
Hmm.
And the babies fly back too, so they must be pretty fit.
Yeah. Making nests in bunkers at golf courses sounds a little bit precarious.
Well,
especially if you had a golfer like me playing on them.
Yeah, well, I try not to go into the bunkers. They're a real feature out there around Christmas time. Yeah, see them catching insects in the twilight, yeah.
Lovely. Okay, well, it's World Rivers Day today. What thought would you like to leave us with? What do you think is the most important thing that we need to be focusing on, perhaps even at this time of the year, bird breeding season perhaps?
Yeah. Well, I think just for families, getting out there and having a look and getting your kids interested in nature and getting out in the fresh air, going for a walk and, you know...
Having a look around you.
Having a look around and perhaps you can get little apps on your... iPad or your phone that'll help you identify the birds.
You can identify them, I think, by the call on some of those apps, which is very cool.
So there's the Birds Australia have their annual bird count in, I think, the 12th of October it starts, so that's a good thing for kids to do too, yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, Jerry Goonan of the Shepparton Maroopna Urban Land Care Group. Might have to let you go so you can take a bit of a walk in nature today.
One last thing.
Yep.
Go D's. After yesterday.
Nobody has mentioned that at all today, and I was quite pleased about that. Now you've done it. You've opened the floodgates.
My segue is that Trent Rivers plays for Melbourne.
Oh, fair enough. Nice one, Jerry. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board Ford, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
Buying a bed can be overwhelming. With so much choice, how do you know if you've found the right one? Bedmatch at 40 Winks takes the confusion out of buying a bed. Our exclusive system calculates your support needs using leading-edge technology. Our sleep specialists can then recommend the best sleep solution for you from our range of leading brand mattresses.
Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepparton Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning and cutting with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepparton Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.